Greetings in the name of Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for you joining us right here on Faith Talk. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. We praise God for each and every one of you. Yes, we are still on our consecration. And yes, God has been giving us word after word after word all week long. We've been praying and seeking the face of God and His will. And we just want you to know that God is still good. He's still sitting up on the throne. And He is still in love with His children. I thank God for just allowing us just to come together as a body of Christ. This not about a denomination. This not about a race nor a nationality. It doesn't matter of the tongue. All that matters is that Jesus Christ be lifted up. He said in His word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We thank God for you joining us for our 6 p.m. spoken word. We have a mighty woman of God coming at this time. Oh God, she's my sister in Christ. I bless God for her anointing. I thank God that He's have anointed her. She's a worshiper. Oh, she has a mighty word from the mighty God just for us on tonight. At this time, I present to some and introduce to others, Prophetess Glenda Hardy Griffin. Amen. Come on and grab your pens and your pencils. Grab your notebook and get ready to take some notes. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lolita Jones, for that introduction. And I thank you for this opportunity. Evangelist, she's an evangelist, a prophet in her own right. I thank you for this opportunity to speak tonight on this platform. And let's just say a short word of prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. And Lord, I don't take it lightly, but I see it as a great opportunity and responsibility. And Holy Spirit, I thank you, for you shall speak now to your people what you desire for them to hear. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your message. Lord, your encouragement, your deliverance, your healing, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know everyone who is on this line tonight, and you know exactly what they stand in need of. So, Lord, we thank you for meeting the needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Holy Spirit, we're just going to step back and let you have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for giving honor to this. I've already said Sister Lolita Jones, and I thank God for all the other officials who may be on the line, missionaries, pastors, elders. I thank God for my husband, who she was talking about, who taught last night at Cathedral of Faith, Assistant Pastor Kermit Griffin, my pastor, Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, and my mother, who is the First Lady, Lady Doris Hardy, and all the saints and friends of God. I thank God for this opportunity. I just, tonight, just going to be speaking to you on just something the Lord laid on my heart. It's a scripture that I have been just feasting on in my own devotion and prayer time. The Lord has been ministering to me, and I can only minister what God has ministered to me. He just spoke to me about this time, this season that we're in, and he just said, Glenda, it's a time for deliverance and restoration. It's a time for deliverance and restoration. We just come into the new year, 2024, and we just feel already that God is doing mighty things. This is going to be a different year, a momentous year. The Lord is, we're going to see surprising and shocking things this year, and some of them we've already seen a little bit, but there's going to be many, much more. But he said this is a time of deliverance and restoration for his people, for his people. And if you would turn with me to Isaiah, the 61st chapter, and many of you may be familiar with the scripture, Isaiah 61, and I'm just going to read verses 1 through 3. And I am reading out of, it's called the Tree of Life version. It's the Messianic Jewish Bible. But it pretty much reads very close to other versions. But it says, verse 1, the Ruach Adonai Elohim, or the Spirit of the Lord, is upon me, because Adonai, the Lord, has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Adonai, the Lord's favor, and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of Adonai, the Lord, that he may be glorified. God bless the reading of the word of the Lord. I've been just back and forth with this scripture. The Lord has just ministered to me through this word. And I first really became acquainted. I'd heard the scripture, you know, Jesus quotes from this very scripture. And if you go to Luke, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse, he quotes this, really the first two verses, the first verse and part of the second verse. Jesus quotes this in the Gospels. It's written that he quotes this scripture. And I became acquainted with it. I had heard it, and but I really read it in Isaiah during a time when I was just going through a lot, just feeling far from the Lord, just feeling separated from him, just feeling, just going through a lot in my mind. It was during a time where I was just dealing with a lot of regret and guilt over things in the past. The enemy had just attacked me so, and I was battling depression, and you know, I was dealing with things in my family, and you know, it was just causing me to sit down and reminisce about things in the past. And I was feeling, Lord, if I had done this differently, maybe I wouldn't be dealing with the things that I'm dealing with now. If only I had done this, if only I had done that. I was just, we call them the woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I was just going through all of that and just praying and seeking the Lord and just feeling like God was far away. And I realized it was part of me that was brokenhearted. And in the Jewish, the Messianic Jewish Bible, this chapter is called the Besorah, or the Good News for the Brokenhearted. And I remember I would lay at night and would listen to praise and worship music all night long. And some nights I would, the TV would be on, it would be on Daystar, and they play worship music through the night. And a song would come on that had parts of this scripture in it. And the song talked about how he would give us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And I would just lay there in the middle of the night and cry, because I said, Lord, I need that. But I feel like I can't get that. Lord, I felt like I was just mourning in my spirit, mourning over the past, mourning over things that, like I said, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And I just cried out to the Lord, and he just led me to the verses in Isaiah. And saints, as I read it, you know, it's like I could see a progression of, the Lord said, do you see a progression here? He said, this scripture is to those that are poor. He's speaking good news to those that are poor. And the poor are those who are in need, those who have little, who are lacking necessities. And I was like, yes, Lord, I feel poor. I wasn't poor financially, but I felt poor. I didn't have peace. I didn't have joy. I was lacking, I was lacking joy. I was lacking peace. I felt weak. And I said, Lord, yes, I'm poor. And then he says, he's talking to those who are brokenhearted. And you know, when you're poor, when you're lacking peace, when you're lacking joy, the enemy plays with your mind. I was ruling over memories of the past and situations of the past, and I became brokenhearted. And the Lord, I went from just being feeling poor to being brokenhearted. And the Lord says, see, there, he's just showing me in the scriptures that there's a progression that is happening here. And he said, to those, he came to proclaim liberty to the captives. And I went from feeling brokenhearted over the past, brokenhearted over situations that most of them I didn't have any control over. Most of them I just didn't know. You know, I felt like if only I had known better. Oh, if only I could go back and change the past. But then I went from feeling brokenhearted to feeling like I was in captivity. I was being held captive by my emotions. I was being tormented mentally by memories. I was trying to move past, trying to progress past the past, past those things in the past, but I felt like I was just kept being pulled back. And then I just, I reached the point where I just felt like I was just captive, being shackled by the enemy. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. I was crying out to him, Lord, what, I feel like I'm shackled. I'm being held. And this is during a time, I'm a Christ follower, a believer, but I had just gotten to this point, even in my walk with the Lord, where I was just battling. I was battling. I went from just feeling poor and lacking to feeling brokenhearted to feeling captive. And then the ultimate captivity is imprisonment. And, it came a time where I felt like I was just in darkness. You look up and you feel like not only are you shackled, but walls have been built around you. And you're in prison, behind prison bars, trying to get free. The enemy is tormenting you and coming against you and just has stolen your peace and your joy and your just mess with your mind, your emotions. And somebody here tonight, you feeling like you in prison and the enemy is just doing everything against you and you having a hard time battling. And the Lord said he recognizes the battle. So many of us have been battling things of the past, battling things of the present, battling with decisions that we have made, battling with family members and what they're doing, battling with the emotions that are rooted in that. And so I saw myself, the Lord is like, you see what the progression is from being poor to being brokenhearted to being captive. But not just being captive, then feeling like you're totally in prison and like you just can't find a way to be free. And we can be in that as children of the Most High God. We can be in that state. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, why do you seem so far away? If you look at the scriptures, Isaiah was speaking this. This is a prophecy. He was speaking to the children of Israel. They had been in disobedience, but the Lord had, he was giving them this word of encouragement that they would be free, that he was going to restore them. And the Lord just spoke to me through this word, and he said, Glenda, like the children of Israel, he just took my mind back. He said, there's been some disobedience. He showed me myself. I was like, Lord, how did I get in this state? And he just showed me myself. He showed me, you remember the times when I told you to do this and do that? and you just sort of rationalize it away and say, Lord, I can't do that. And or I would say, maybe it's not a time, a good time to do that. And then I would just put it on the back burner, and then eventually I would forget about it. And he said, there were times when I asked you to do things and you didn't do it. There were times when I prompted you to pray and you did other things instead of praying and seeking my face. It was times when I talked to you and I put it on your heart to be consistent, but you weren't being consistent. It's like you let other things distract you. And the Lord, he showed me myself. And I said, Lord, yes, I remember those times. And I had to repent. I was like Israel. I was in disobedience. And I had to solemnly repent to the Lord. And it's something when the Lord will show you yourself. And we don't want to be poor. Jesus said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. But those that, and for theirs will be the kingdom, they will have the kingdom of God. But those that are poor in spirit are blessed when they realize that they are poor in spirit, when we realize our need for God, when the Lord shows us ourselves. And he showed me myself, and I realized that I was poor in spirit. And I repented to the Lord, and I recognized my need for him, that the only way that I could be close to him was to repent, that barriers between him and I had been erected because of my disobedience. And the children of Israel, I was just like them. I had been led away into bondage because of my disobedience. But upon repenting and thanking the Lord for his grace and his mercy and his glory, he poured out his glory on me. And then I was able to experience what he promised in verse 3. He said he would console those who mourn in Zion. And the Lord, he began to console me because I was mourning over the past, mourning over bad decisions, mourning over guilt and shame and woulda, coulda, shoulda. I was mourning. And the Lord, he started consoling me. He consoled my heart. And he gave me beauty for ashes. You know, in the Jewish culture, when they would go into mourning, we read in the Bible about how they would sit in sackcloth and ashes. They would dress in uncomfortable and unattractive clothing. Sackcloth is very scratchy and itchy, not comfortable, and not attractive, not appealing. And they would throw ashes over their head, and they would wail. And the Lord said, Glenda, I'm taking you out of that mourning. No more sackcloth and ashes. But I'm giving you beauty. I'm giving you beauty. I'm beautifying you. If we look down into verse 10, he talks about how he would clothe us with a garment of salvation. And he said, I'm clothing you with that garment of salvation. I'm taking away the sackcloth and ashes. I'm giving you beauty. Beauty for ashes. And the oil of joy for mourning. So he's given us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. And I said, Lord, what is the oil of joy? And he said that the oil of joy is the joy of the Holy Spirit. Some of us, our joy has just been sapped, been taken. It's like we've had a hard time rejoicing in the Lord. We just feel down. There's always a heaviness upon us. We get among the saints, and it's hard to praise and worship because we've been battling. We've been in captive. We've been held in prison by the enemy in our emotions and our minds. But the Lord said that he would give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. And I heard one prophet say that joy also stands for the justice of Yahweh. where the enemy has accused us and beat us up, the Lord will give us justice. He will vindicate us. He will vindicate us in front of, before our enemies. You know, Psalms, the 23rd Psalm said he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So he will give us justice, the justice of Yahweh. Some of us, we need justice. We need vindication. We have suffered. Some of us, we've been down. We're feeling captive. We're feeling poor and brokenhearted because we have suffered injustice from the enemy. Maybe from physical people, maybe just from the enemy, the devil himself. He's accused us and he shackled us and imprisoned us. But the Lord said, he said, our joy will be restored and we will see justice. We will see justice against our enemies. Hallelujah. We will see our enemies put to shame and we will step forth in victory. The oil of joy. Thank you, Jesus. He said he would give us the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That heaviness is falling off of you now. That spirit of heaviness. Yes, the Lord is breaking the shackles. He's pulling down the prison walls now, and he's putting the garment of praise, and you're going to be able to raise your hands. That heaviness will not be there anymore. And you will, somebody, you feel like you've been having a hard time. This is consecration time, and you've been battling. You say, Lord, I've been having a hard time getting into your presence. I want to be in your presence. I've been fasting. I've been praying, and it seems like it's just been a battle every day. Part of it has been a battle. It's been hard. But now lift your hands. The Lord said he's taken away that spirit of heaviness, and he's given you a garment of praise. A garment of praise. He's lifting you up out of that, the sackcloth and the ashes, out of the ash heap, out of the depression, out of the brokenheartedness. He's healing your heart, and he's giving you the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Well, you can open your mouth and praise him and feel the presence of the Lord. Somebody, you have to repent first. You have to repent because disobedience has led to your captivity, your imprisonment, your heaviness. But as you repent, hallelujah, he is doing this for you. The same way he did for me. As I repented before the Lord, I felt his joy come. I felt the beauty of the Lord. I felt the joy of the Lord. I felt the heaviness lift. When I got down to pray, I wasn't battling in my mind. You know, I'd get down to pray and I'd be distracted. And then the enemy would tell you, what you doing now? That's not doing any good. You're wasting your time and God doesn't hear you. And he's out there. He's. God is not upset with you. He does hear you. And he loves you and he's just waiting on you. And if you will repent, he's showing you now where he asked you to do things and you were disobedient or you procrastinated. And a lot of times, procrastination is just like disobedience, it's just as bad. And he said, as you repent, he said, I'm removing the barriers between me and you, and I'm delivering you. It is a time for deliverance and restoration. It is a time for the shackles to be broken. It is a time for the walls, the prison walls and the bars to be broken. The good news for you is that, yes, you can be free. So Jesus said he came to share the good news, to proclaim the good news to the poor, those that are lacking and in need, those that are lacking your necessities, the things that you need. The good news is Jesus came to set you free. Jesus said he sent me to bind up your broken heart, to heal your broken heart, to proclaim liberty to you, you who are captive. And Jesus added one more thing. He said to restoring of sight to the blind. Some of us, we've been blinded by the enemy. We did not even realize the full extent of the state that we have been in. But he said, I came to open, restore the sight of the blind, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison to those that are bound. Yes, now's your time to be free. Now is your time to be free. This is a time of deliverance. This is a time of restoration. No more sackcloth and ashes. No more wailing and crying in the middle of the night. No more ruining over bad decisions, and no more waddling in guilt. No more feeling separated from God. No more feeling like there was a wall erected between him and you. Just lift your hands now, and you can be free right now in the name of Jesus. The good news is this is the time to be free. The good news is God loves you. He said, I came to set the captive free. So lift your hands and receive right now. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord said he needs his children to be free. He needs his children to be unfettered and unbound. He needs his children to be free from the torment of the enemy. And the Lord said, now is the time to be free. Now is the time to be free. Because once we are free, then we can help others to be free. Ha, Gloria Shandaya. He wants us to be free so we can help others to be free. This year, yes, it's a time of freedom and deliverance and restoration for his children, because there is a shaking coming in 2024. A shaking is coming where everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And we need to be free. We need to be rooted and grounded in the Lord, because those that don't know Jesus, those that are out there in the world, they're going to be coming. They're going to need ministry. They're going to need someone to show them how to be free. The Lord said, my children have been bound long enough, bound in captivity, bound in prison by the enemy. You have been bound long enough, and now is the time to be free. And he said, I'm restoring your joy. Restoring your joy. He talked about giving us a garment of praise, a robe of righteousness. Ooh, Gloria. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said in verse 10, it says, I will rejoice greatly in Adonai, the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God. You'll be able to say this, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom wearing a priestly turban, like a bride adorning herself with jewels. This is what the Lord wants to do for his people. He says, I want to. You say, well, I'm already saved. I'm saved. But the garment of salvation, some of us, we wear that garment too loosely. And he wants to clothe us in righteousness. He wants us to be free. Saints, he wants us to be free so we can be like oaks of righteousness. Verse 3 says that we might be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of Adonai. The oak tree is a strong, sturdy tree with deep roots. We have to be strong. Our roots have to be deep, because the shaking is coming. The shaking is coming, and we have to be able to stand. If we are rooted in Jesus Christ, if we are rooted in the Lord, if we have repented and turned away from disobedience, and we let God restore us, that we will be rooted in him. We won't be covered with sackcloth and ashes. We will be full of joy, and we will see the justice of Yahweh. And then we will be able to minister to the world, those who don't know him, those that need him, because they are coming. The Lord said they are coming. They are coming. They're going to need us to minister to them. We can't minister to them if we are brokenhearted, if we are busted and disgusted. The Lord needs us to be rooted and grounded in him. We need to be the oaks of righteousness. We need to be able to stand strong. We need to be able to share the good news. Jesus said he anointed, God anointed him. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. He said, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But Jesus is our example. And he is back. He is sitting on the right hand of the Father now. And do you know what? The Spirit of the Lord has anointed us. Now he has anointed us to share that good news, to minister to the poor and the brokenhearted. He has anointed us. But we must be free first. We must be rooted and grounded in him. We must be whole so that we can share that good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what the Lord has been dealing with me about. He said, Glenda, rooted and grounded in me, a oak of righteousness. He said, and we got to constantly keep, make sure that we are not stepping back into disobedience, that we are not taking God for granted, that we are doing, walking in his perfect will, so we can maintain that our deliverance, so we can continually have beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, so we can be loose from that spirit of heaviness and we can have on the garment of praise. Praise the Lord for his word. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for his word. God is so good. So if that's you, if you found yourself in that word tonight, the word that the Lord gave me, just raise your hands and just receive deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Like I said, first of all, repent. If you need to repent, do so. Just say, Lord, please forgive me for being slothful, for being disobedient, for procrastinating, for not moving when I should. Lord, even as I repent, just every wall, every barrier that has been erected between me and you because of my disobedience, Lord, just let it be torn down now. Let it be torn down now in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, just feel the presence of the Lord come in. As you repent wholeheartedly, and true repentance is turning, a total turning away from what we were doing that was not in his will, and totally turning, a 180-degree turn. It's true repentance. And now, hallelujah, even if you have repented, raise your hands and receive deliverance. Receive freedom. Freedom in your mind. Freedom in your thoughts. Freedom in your heart. Healing in your heart right now. Healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to that broken heart right now. Somebody, your heart is broken over loved ones. Loved ones, they said things to you that were so hurtful and it's just thrown you in a tailspin. They have treated you so unkindly and so unfairly, and your heart is just broken now. You've been mourning over that relationship because there was a time when the relationship was good, but you don't know what happened. They just turned against you. But just receive healing for the broken heart now. Healing for your broken heart. Holy Spirit, he's just ministering to you right now. His anointing, his fire, his power. He's lifting you up. I see you. He's lifting your shoulders, lifting up your bowed down head. The oil of joy, the anointing of the Lord is being poured on you in the name of Jesus. Being poured on you now. In the name of Jesus, that heaviness is lifting off you now. The garment of praise, hallelujah, even as you open your mouth. Ha, it used to be hard to even just fix your mouth to praise the Lord. You praise him, but it was an effort. It wasn't easy. But the Lord said, now praise me. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his glory, his mercy. Praise him for his kindness. Praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. You are worthy. Ooh, yes, Shadadaboshanaya. Ooh, yes, Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody, you said, Lord, you've been saying, your word says, Lord, if I call on you, if I cry out to you, you will answer me. And Lord, I've been crying out to you, but I hadn't been feeling any answers. But the Lord said he is answering you now. You've been crying in the midnight hour, crying out to the Lord, but now is the answer. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and just praise him. Glorify him. He is here for you. 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 Somebody, you've been so brokenhearted. It has been affecting your health. But we thank you for healing. Healing of the broken heart, the soul, healing of the soul, and Lord, healing of the body. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of the enemy that's been accusing them in their ear and just accusing them. Their loved ones have accused them, and the enemy has just heaped on and accused them. They've just been hearing the accusations in their ears, and they have just been so brokenhearted. But we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We command your mouth to be shut. We command you to leave them now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, your healing power, just healing their heart, healing their soul right now in the name of Jesus. Healing the soul. We thank you for healing of the soul. Because that's what your heart is. It's your soul. We thank you for healing right now. Yes, just lift your hands and receive the healing. And as you heal your soul, you're going to feel that pain leave your body. The pain, yes, that pain in your back. You've been feeling pain in your back. It's excruciating pain in your back. Leaving your body now in the name of Jesus. Somebody else, he's healing your soul, and you've been having pains in your neck and your shoulders, just tension. It's tension and stress. Hallelujah. Even as you lift your hands and let the Lord heal you, that spirit of heaviness has been resting on your shoulders. Causing that stress, pain in your neck and your back and your shoulders. It's leaving you now in the name of Jesus. It is leaving you now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for your restoration. Somebody else, your feet. I see your feet been swollen, feet swelling up. But now, look at your feet. The feet swelling is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. You're going to be able to put your shoes back on. The doctor don't even know why your feet have been swelling like that, but it's been stress and anxiety and torment and brokenheartedness that's been affecting your body. So we thank you, Lord, for healing the feet, healing those feet right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Lord, you are worthy. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. If whatever you need, just lift your hands and receive it now. I may not have called out whatever you stand in need of, but just lift your hands, take your healing, take your deliverance, declare your restoration right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Lolita Jones.
Did you enjoy that word? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask you to connect with us. Connect with us. Oh, come on, connect with us. You can follow us, send out a friend request. We'll accept your friend request. Yes, you will. Right there on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries, LCM on Facebook. You can follow us on pray.com, pray.com, or you can go to our website, lolitajoneslive.com, LOLITAJONES. LIVE Com. God is so good. This word is so rich. We ask you to partner with us that you can be a part of us. You can be a part of Life Changers. Hallelujah. As we spread the good news throughout this earth, that every military person, no matter if they own the sea, under the sea, in the air, they are on foreign land, no matter where they are able to tune in and receive a word from God. I don't know about you, but I know that when I was out at sea, when I was over in Iraq, when I was over in Europe, when I was over in France, when I lived in Italy, when I was over in Mombasa, Kenya, just to hear a word from the Lord. Thank God that I had devices over there, that I was able to pick up podcasts from other pastors and teachers and preachers and evangelists. But how about this? When I came back to the United States, I told the Lord and I said, I need a way, I need a witty idea that I can have, that I can continue to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the military forces, the U.S. military forces throughout this earth. And I thank God for the podcast that he has given us. Help us continue to draw men and women, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, grandchildren, draw them to Jesus Christ. That as we lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, they are drawing to him. They feel a tugging at their heart, knowing that Jesus loves them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you remember? Oh God, don't you remember when Jesus, he didn't find you. I should say you didn't find Jesus, but he found you because you were the one that was lost. Sin, but God, it was nobody but God that sent his only begotten son to reach way down, and he came and he found you right where you were, because we serve such a great and awesome God. And I want to present, this is my heart desire, to reach the lost at any cost. If it take all the money that I have in the bank account, I'm willing to do just that, because what I do for Christ is what lasts. In the name of Jesus, what I do for Christ, people may forget that how many years I've been in the military. People may forget how I retired honorably. But one thing about Jesus Christ, he going to know that I gave my all for the cause of Christ. He know that I gave my all to tell somebody that Jesus loved them. Hallelujah. Don't you want to join that? That is just an awesome feeling, and knowing that no matter where you go and no matter what you're doing, that when people hear your voice, they start looking at you strange and say, I know you from someplace. And I was like, no, I doubt it. I know where I know you from, the podcast. I follow you. So this is why we are doing this, not just for the military, but to spread the word of God throughout the whole earth, even to your children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the people on the college campuses. Oh God, those behind prison bars, those that are in hospitals, because God has been so good. So we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to just partner with us. Our information is right there on our website, and our number is on the website. If you need more information, you can contact us via the phone number on our website. And we know that together we can win this world for Jesus Christ. Together, oh God, because I told the Lord, I said, God, before you call me home, I want to at least touch a million lives. How about you? I want Life Changers to be able to touch at least 1 million lives, and we can do that with your help. So partner with us today in the name of Jesus. We just bless you. I pray that you have enjoyed the word. I know I enjoyed the word that went forth, but I ask you to keep Life Changers in prayer. We're praying for you in the name of Jesus. Join us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. This is Eastern Standard Time, because we are on consecration, praying and fasting and seeking the will of God. God bless you.